This is Wade Brath. Keep it the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. New York City Campaign Finance Board has created an online funding platform called nycvotes.org for all candidates, including grassroots candidates, for local offices who have now raised almost $1 million since it was established. The scandal-plagued Wells Fargo Bank has seen credit card applications go down 43% in the fourth quarter from the previous year, and new checking account openings drop by 40%. A report from the Clinton Global Initiative on its commitments and another by Open Road Alliance says that one in five projects run into problems that slow or derail goals. Among donors, 76% don't ask recipients about risk, and 87% of nonprofit leaders said grant applications had no questions about risk. Over 700 million women and girls were married before their 18th birthday globally. 120 million girls around the globe under the age of 20 have been forced into intercourse or other sexual acts. The Justice Department is investigating whether or not New York is failing to implement the use of driver's licenses for voter registration as required by the so-called Motor Voter Act. Mental health and addiction providers are lobbying in eight states, West Virginia, Maine, Pennsylvania, Tennessee, Ohio, Nevada, Alaska, and Arizona, with Republican legislators where there is a high opioid addiction rates and expansion of Medicaid coverage to protect the benefit in the attack on the Affordable Care Act. Trump's poll numbers have slipped into uncharted depths for an incoming president, with a Gallup poll finding that about half of Americans disapprove of Trump's transition effort. Department of Education released a final salvo, a list of hundreds of college programs that load students with more debt than they can afford to repay. Included were for-profit art institutes and a special Harvard, yes, Harvard University program. On Twitter, President-elect Trump accused Congressman and legendary civil rights leader John Lewis of being all talk and no action to an uproar. Estimates are that almost 66% of military chaplains identify as evangelistic Christians, and only about 15% of servicemen do. The Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 190 Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.